G'day, Andrew. Thanks so much for your time. This time of year, the cyber criminals, they absolutely love it because, well, basically the door's thrown wide open, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. It's the worst time of year. What happens is people sort of get a bit absent-minded. They get wrapped up in the whole concept of doing Christmas gift shopping, making sure that they've attended all those Christmas parties, and, of course, making sure that they've got the turkey ready for the big day. Mm-hmm. And, of course, what that means is that they tend to forget about some of the simple things such as protecting yourself online.
Is it because we use and are ongoing using more online activity that they get to rub their hands together at this time of the year? I mean, because we're not just Christmas, we're doing it a lot more anyway, aren't we?
Yeah, we are in general. I mean, with companies like Amazon about to set up shop in Australia, it's just a matter of time before most of us do our shopping online.
Okay, so for the dummy, for the average Joe, the me, what sort of thing should I look out for?
Okay, well, there's five tips that I can give your listeners.
Right, yeah.
And the first of those is if it smells fishy, then it probably is. So look out for those phishing attacks. Now, those are the ones that look like they come from PayPal or your online retailers or perhaps somebody like Telstra or even your bank. But, of course, in reality, they're not actually from any of those reputable sources.
Yes, I recently highlighted that Telstra one that looks suspiciously like a Telstra bill, but it's absolutely not.
That's right. So those are out there to get you to click on the link, and all of a sudden it's too late. All of your files are encrypted, and, of course, you usually end up having to pay the ransom in order to get access to those files again. And, of course, nobody wants to be spending money unnecessarily at Christmas time.
Okay, and what about another tip, perhaps maybe not trusting online retailers that you haven't shopped with before?
Yeah, that's right. So always be on the lookout. I mean, if you haven't shopped with somebody before, check the website. Make sure that it's got the little padlock icon. Make sure that it says HTTPS at the start of the link. Little things like that. If it is an online retailer that you've done business with before, also be cautious.
Yeah, it's always buyer beware. What about another tip?
Okay, make sure that you've got your antivirus software up to date. Now, what that means is every year, typically, you have to pay a subscription fee in order to keep it updated. So make sure that you've got that paid and that it's constantly doing its updates. Normally, they update every day just to keep you across all of the latest threats.
So there's a lot of stuff that goes on in the background if you've got it set up properly. Perhaps we've got two more tips.
That's right. So next one is to check your bank account balances regularly, if at all possible, every day, just to make sure that there's no unusual entries in there. Now, most banks do have some fraud detection and fraud prevention capabilities, but it always pays to be on the lookout for anything that looks like it wasn't one of your purchases.
And finally,
this one takes a bit more effort, but it's certainly a wise thing to do. Set up a separate bank account or credit card account for your Christmas shopping and make sure that there's a low limit or low amount of money in that particular account so that if the bad guys do get access to your details, then there's only a limited amount of damage that they can do. There's only so much they can steal from you.
That's exactly how I do it. I have an overdraft account connected to a Visa card, and if the money goes missing, it's funny how the bank will chase their money very quickly.
They do.
Thank you very much for that timely advice at Christmas, and certainly hope it stops our listeners getting stung by the cyber criminals and other nefarious cyber crimes that can happen. Andrew, Merry Christmas to you.
And same to you, Glenn. Thank you very much.